From Tibbetts on December 6, 2010, this is Tibbetts Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tibbetts staff. Flickr Export 4 for iPhoto and Aperture. Connected Flow has released version 4 of Flickr Export for iPhoto and Flickr Export for Aperture. Both the Aperture and iPhoto versions now support refined interfaces and support multiple Flickr accounts, along with the capability to upload photos to multiple photo sets at once. The updated version of the iPhoto plugins increases support for video upload and setting license terms for images as you upload them. Also new in the Aperture plugin is the capability to perform metadata-only uploads for when you want to update Flickr's metadata without replacing the photos themselves. RapidWeaver 5.0.1. If you're disappointed that Apple's latest iLife update neglected iWeb, here's some news that may cheer you up. Real Mac Software has released version 5 of its award-winning web design software, RapidWeaver. New in version 5 are a projects window, a bookmarks manager, 6 new themes, stat tracking support, HTML and XML sitemap generators, integrated Safari web developer tools, and what Real Mac calls a bucket load of UI refinements. Also new in this version is an add-ons area to make managing RapidWeaver plugins much simpler. See the Real Mac software site for a full list of additions. Swift Publisher 2.3.3. Beelite Software's desktop publishing software Swift Publisher has been updated to version 2.3.3. Starting with this version, Swift Publisher can automatically check for and download new updates automatically. Several bug fixes are also included in the release. Object dimensions are more accurate when viewing pages at the 100% zoom level, page order when printing in imposition mode is fixed, and several bugs with tool buttons under macOS 10.6 Snow Leopard are also corrected. If you already own version 2 of the software, you can download a much smaller update, instead of the full application installer, from Beelite. VMware Fusion 3.1.2. When you must run Windows or another Intel-based operating system, it's nice that VMware Fusion at least lets you do so without leaving the comfy confines of your Mac. Now, the virtualization software has been updated to version 3.1.2, which resolves many bugs and security-related issues. Fixed problems include one where you'd encounter errors when attempting to resume virtual machines when DivX Player installed, video display issues with Slingbox Sling Player, and windowing issues with Microsoft Office applications. Many other bugs, problems with volume, connected handheld devices, full screen mode, the Samsung Galaxy S, Outlook 2007, and macOS 10 server, are also addressed. The complete list is available at VMware's website. Beyond all those fixes, version 3.1.2 includes patches for a small handful of security vulnerabilities that could allow local users to access files they shouldn't be permitted to see. CyberDuck 3.8. The field of powerful file transfer tools has expanded significantly over the years, and perhaps the most capable of the donationware tools is David Kotcher's open-source CyberDuck. CyberDuck 3.8 packs in a variety of new features, including some specific CDN options for users of Amazon CloudFront, importers for Fire FTP and Cross FTP bookmarks, improvements for the display of file sizes and dates, and plenty more. Also included in the update are more than a dozen bug fixes that provide speedier SFTP transfers, reduced upload preparation time, and better handling when accessing Google Docs through web proxies. ITV 3.5. Before Hulu, the number one way Mac users could watch TV with their computers was with Elgato's iTV, and even now it remains popular for recording TV from cable. The software has now been updated to version 3.5, which is the first Intel-only release. PowerPC processors are no longer supported. While the new version of the software works on Macs running macOS 10.5.8 Leopard or better, Elgato recommends macOS 10.6.5 Snow Leopard or later. ITV 3.5 offers enhanced performance and stability with the ITV NetStream SAT. Numerous bugs are fixed, among them recordings from Ice TV are now properly labeled as movies or series, missing thumbnails are now created, and subtitle position when switching between SD and HD now works correctly. Also corrected are issues with invalid characters being displayed on the new Apple TV and an issue with iPad playback on devices running iOS 4.2. Google Earth 6. You've got the whole world in your hands, or at least on your Mac, with Google Earth. Google has bumped the globe-trotting software to version 6, which is now available for Intel-based Macs only. The new version adds access to a variety of views, including Street View, 3D trees, and historical imagery. Other additions include ground-level navigation, 3D measurements, and improvements to the tour recorder. Google Earth requires macOS 10.5 Leopard or later. Note that Google Earth 6 turns out to be a beta, something that wasn't initially clear. It may be worth waiting for an official release to upgrade. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, the Data Rescue Center, and BeLight Software. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, and Facebook, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.